Elementary school principal fatally shot, community mourns loss, a beautiful soul. By Amy Furr on August 23, 2022. An elementary school principal was the victim of a shooting Saturday in Dillon County, South Carolina, and community members are mourning her passing. According to Sheriff Douglas Purnell, deputies responded to the 1800 block of South Wind Road that evening and found the woman deceased inside a vehicle, WMBF reported Monday. The coroner later identified her as 54-year-old Wendy Cook, noting she died from a gunshot wound. Cook worked as the principal for Stewart Heights Elementary School, and as of Tuesday afternoon, the school's homepage still featured a note from her to parents about the coming school year. "With your assistance, the teachers and I will be able to help your child have his/her best year ever," the note read. In a social media post on Monday, the Dillon School District 4 shared an image of the principal as a memorial. Community members expressed their grief and condolences, one person writing, "So very sad. Praying for her family, friends, co-workers and students. Such a beautiful soul lost too soon. My thoughts and prayers go out to Wendy's family, friends and all her kids at school. She was always such a sweet person. You will be missed by many," someone else commented. Following the shooting, officials arrested a man named Kyle Church, who was taken into custody at the scene on Saturday. He is charged with murder and possession of a weapon during a violent crime. Purnell said Church and Cook were acquaintances, the WMBF report said, adding he was in custody at the county's detention center. In a statement Monday, State Superintendent Molly Spearman also expressed her sadness over the loss. "I am saddened by the passing of Dr. Wendy Cook, principal of Stewart Heights Elementary School." Her colleagues and friends in Dillon County School District 4 talk about the great work she did leading her school and the many impacts she had on her students and staff, Spearman continued. "My deepest condolences are with the entire Dillon school community as they grieve this loss," she concluded.